friends are someone that you expect deposits from, okay? I hear you ladies talk to one another. Oh, I love your purse. Your hair is so lovely. We guys don't talk that way. But what you're doing, you're friends. You're making deposits. And Job had some friends that came. And I'm going to read to you. It's one of the most beautiful word pictures I've ever seen. It's in Job, the 6th chapter, if you're interested. Job is just before the book of Psalms. I'm going to read from the NIV. I'm going to start at the 14th verse. You need to understand something about Job, but you need to see. I like when I study the scriptures, I want to feel the emotion that goes along with the words. And I like to set in my mind the scene. Okay, this is the scene. And you have to hunt through the book of Job to find out, but Job has lost everything. And he's sick. And his friends think he's a sinner. But they have sat together for a week now before anybody ever talks to one another. When they came, the Bible says in another place is that they did not recognize him because his countenance had so changed. It speaks of one place that he might have had some sort of parasite because it speaks of one place that there was worms in his flesh. I don't know if it was maggots or what it was. He said, my stomach cleaves to my backbone. He had lost a huge amount of weight. He had changed so much that his closest friends didn't recognize him when they first seen him. And they come and they sit with him for a week. And then they begin to say and make some false accusations about Job. And when he looks at him, you know what he was looking for was a drink of water. But that's not what he received from them. I'm going to read you his words about him. I want you to picture what he sees, starting at the 14th verse. A despairing man should have the devotion of his friends, even though he forsakes the fear of the Almighty. But my brothers are as undependable as intermittent streams, as the streams that overflow. When darkened by thawing ice and swollen with melting snow, but that cease to flow in the dry season and in the heat vanish from the channels. Caravans turn aside from their routes. They go up into the wasteland and perish. The caravans of Tema look for water. The traveling merchants of Sheba look in hope. They are distressed because they have been confident. They arrive there only to be disappointed. This is the picture of a man that's come to a place. He was looking for help, and he got none. He was looking for love. And though they had all the right reasons up here, they didn't give him, they didn't understand what he needed. I think they came closer the first week, just being there with him. And so they came like Job. It's like, if you ever been in a dry creek bed in the woods or a dry stream bed? He said there's times when that thing would be flooded, but then these things, they run out into the desert, and out in the desert, the heat, they would dry up. And he was liking himself as the man parched unto dying. And he thought that he knew where to get water, and when he got there, it wasn't. Like it or not, folks, there's people that are looking for something from you. And it took me a while to understand that. Because, see, I was kind of like these people with my wife. I was hard. My attitude toward life was that of a drill sergeant. Toughen up, babe. You can handle it. I didn't complain. I didn't want her to complain. That isn't what she wanted, needed from me. I almost put the fire out. Until I understood what she needed was gentleness. So I began to pray for gentleness. And I began to make a few deposits. And in a matter of time, I changed who she was and how she felt about me. I didn't change her by saying, toughen up. I didn't change her by being hard. I changed her by giving her what she needed. And because I sought to change myself first to give her what she needed, it brought about a change in her that gave me what I needed. It's just like that fire. I fed it a little bit. And what I wanted from that fire was heat. And because I fed it that which it needs until it kindled, then that fire grew and it provided me with the heat. And all our relationships are like that.